that fate, a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Once blind, but now I see.
A blessed good morning to you. In the wonderful name of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we invite you to stay tuned for the next 15 minutes to the Triumph of His Grace broadcast, sponsored by the Grace Bible Churches. We shall be giving you some more information about our churches towards the end of the program. However, we trust that our program will give you enlightenment concerning the truth of God's Word and encouragement to do His blessed will for your lives.
Good day, dear listeners. We've counted it a wonderful privilege to be able to share with you today a message from the Word of the Lord, and trust that it will be a blessing to you and an encouragement to do that which is right, especially those of you who are Christians, who say that you are Christians, that you would live the right way, and that you would be encouraged to be patient with your brethren and to suffer affliction in the right manner. For those of you who are not saved, our prayer is that you would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, to know the joy of salvation, to know what it is to be born again, and to know the wonderful assurances given to those who are saved from God's Word. We are in the book of James, and we're looking at chapter 5. Last time, we were looking at how we should respond to a brother who's given us trouble. And we are not to grudge not one against another, brethren, lest he be condemned or judged. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. And we were trying to encourage people to live in harmony and unity in the church, and to bring a spirit of love and kindness, of mercy and forgiveness. The writer James then tells us how we need to live under affliction. When people are afflicting us, whether it be the saved or unsaved, whether it be in the church or outside of the church, this is the attitude that we must have. And so he uses two Old Testament examples. Take, my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. And he tells us about a couple people. But first of all, he talks about the prophets, generally speaking, to show us how we should live under affliction. Those who have spoken in the name of the Lord, that's what he refers to when he says the prophets. And the reason why they suffered affliction is because they spoke in the name of the Lord. Those who usually speak in the name of the Lord, those who usually stand for righteousness in the right manner, in the right attitude, will be afflicted, will suffer persecution. People will have things to say about them, and they should know how to react or respond to that type of affliction, to that type of persecution. These prophets understood what it was as they suffered in the name of the Lord. Verse 11 tells us, behold, we count them happy which endure. And so those who endure affliction, who endure problems and difficulties brought on by other people, will be happy in the end. Blessed is the man that walketh in the way of the Lord. Happy, the Lord Jesus tells us in the Beatitudes. Blessed is the man when he is persecuted for righteousness' sake. And then he tells us about the patriarch Job, not just only about the prophets, but the patriarch Job, who was accused and afflicted by the devil. He tells us there concerning Job. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. The patriarch Job. You know the story well, how Job was a just man. The devil came and afflicted him and accused him. From this example, we can draw a few observations as to the reason James cites them to us. First of all, to incite us to follow their example of patience. That's what he tells us there. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Remember in verse 8, he tells us, be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. He wants us to follow the example of these people, and Job in particular. But let us mention some others who, under great affliction, endured in a manner of blessedness. Elijah was hunted by Jezebel. Isaiah was sawn asunder. Jeremiah was cast into a dirty dungeon. Micah was put into prison. John was imprisoned and then beheaded. Job was brought to the dust. And we can mention many others, as found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, as a cloud of witnesses who suffered far more than us, and who endured it, but endured it happily. Therefore, let us not gripe and grudge and groan and grumble against each other and the afflictions that come upon us. Dear friend, these examples are to incite us to follow after the example of patience. But it is also given to remind us that afflictions come upon all saints. Oh, listen, once you're a Christian, remember this, that you in this world you shall have tribulation. Now, a lot of people run away from that, and they feel that this life is just a bed of roses. Some people say, you know, since I became a Christian, all these hard things coming upon me. Well, that might be true, but listen, those who are not saved, they have their difficulties too. They have their tribulations, but they don't have the resources that we have. They don't have the person who to go to like we do. Our help cometh from the Lord, dear friend. And you can find victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can find comfort in the Holy Ghost. You can find guidance in the blessed Holy Scriptures. And you can find encouragement from the believers. And even if they don't encourage you, then you can do like David. And David encouraged himself in the Lord. And so we like to encourage you today to keep on trusting the Lord. Amidst your difficulties, amidst your problems that you might be getting, whether they'd be in the church, at home, at work, or wherever it might be. Dear believer, remind yourself that afflictions come upon all people. So it's not just you alone that's going through it. All believers go through this. Then also he reminds us that the results of enduring afflictions, happy are ye. Now, these afflictions came upon godly people. The Bible tells us that the godly shall suffer persecution. However, there is a wonderful blessing. The results of enduring afflictions is that that person would be a blessed person. These examples are given to us as well to remind us that meekness in trials are highly commended. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So when you're going through your trials or your difficulties at church, the answer is to be meek and lowly in spirit like the Lord Jesus. Take his yoke and put upon you. Don't seek revenge. Don't go in the flesh. Don't act like the things of the world. Don't act like the people of the world. Don't act like the spirit of the devil. Act in the spirit of the Lord. Dear friend, in the spirit of meekness, you come and respond in your trials and those who come up against you. These examples are given to us also to remind us that it is a privilege to suffer affliction on behalf of the Lord. It tells us that in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 14 as we read, "But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled." Yes, dear friend, there is a blessing in reacting properly and spiritually under your problems. This example of what these prophets went through and Job went through is to remind us also not only a privilege to suffer on behalf of the Lord Jesus, but to remind us of the end of the Lord. That at the end of the Lord of all things, the Lord is gracious, as he tells us here, that what God did for Job tells us, "And have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy." You will know the story of Job, that after Job went through all his tribulation and trial, his family died, and all his cattle and his house, that at the end thereof, it tells us that Job was blessed twofold more than before. And dear friend, God's mercy upon us, God, as he responds to us, when we respond the correct way to affliction and to trials, the end of the Lord, dear friend, is full of pity and tender mercy, and God will bless you in the end thereof, not only as far as life, this life is concerned, but as far as eternity is concerned as well. The end of the Lord, the fulfillment or the completion of anything, not its cessation, however, that's not what the word end mean there, but the fulfillment or completion of the thing. You see, there is no end to God's mercy. There is no finishing of God's tenderness towards us. It denotes strictly not the ending of a departed state, but the arrival of a complete and perfect one. Dear friend, the Lord will take care of us. He is very pitiful. The word pitiful there, He is very compassionate, full of fellow feeling, of great tender heartedness. Yes, dear friend, the Lord is of tender mercy, not merely sorry and unhappy about one's condition, but He acts upon that. He is not only compassionate, but actively compassionate. And I mean this. You see, there are some of us who say we are sorry and we don't do anything about it. When God shows compassion in His heart, God shows compassion in His hands as well. And God acts upon how He feels. A lot of time we feel and we don't act. Sometimes we would like to act, but we don't have the capacity, the resources to help someone. But God feels and God has all the capacity to respond to our need and to bless us. Let this remind us that the end of the affliction of God's children are blessed and fruitful. For when Israel left Egypt, it was with gold from the Egyptians. For when the Jews left Babylon, it was with gifts, jewelry, and necessary utensils. For when Job's suffering ended, he was blessed far more than he had at the beginning. And when the saints of God leave this earth, it shall be with glory and with immortality and incorruptible bodies. James also cites the example, let us know that God have in every way provided for the comfort of His people, pity for the afflictions, pardon for their sins, that God is very tender and merciful to His people who are seeing and suffering misery. Oh, listen, dear friend, happy is the end of those who trust in the Lord. Oh, that you would trust in the Lord amidst your affliction, in your trial, your hardship, whether it's at home or whether you're getting problems in the church. You live a life that's pleasing to God, and you help your brethren and bear one another burdens, and let there be the spirit of harmony and love and compassion in the church for the glory of God and for your blessing and for eternity. Our Father, take these words and use it in the hearts of our hearers to help them, your children, to live a blessed life. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear listeners, if you need help concerning the matter that we've talked about, or you need to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're having problems and you need somebody to help you, call us at 427-1054. That is 427-1054. Or write us and let us know of your need. But best of all, come visit us at one of our churches where we will be glad to take God's word and help you. We invite you then to the Grace Bible Church in Wellhouse and Phillip and the Grace Bible Church in Birds River Deacons Road, where services begin every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Then there's a Grace Bible Church in Paddock Road, Dalkey, St. Michael, where services begin at 8:30 every Sunday morning. We have a Sunday school class for everyone after our morning worship services. And so we would like to encourage you and invite you to send your children along or come along with them as we have a class for you as well. Every Sunday night at 7:15 in each one of our churches, we have our services, 7:15 every Sunday night. Then there is a Berean Baptist Bible Church in Colleton, Six Men, St. Peter, where services begin at 11 o'clock every Sunday morning and 6:30 every Sunday evening. We're looking forward to seeing you. Until then, we trust you to have a good